I always play that song when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed and a little bit stressed. And it's all thanks to Louise Carver. It Don't Matter. I wonder what she was thinking about when she wrote that song. Is there something specific, Louise, that you were thinking about when you wrote that song? Good afternoon and welcome.
Well, I hope you're not feeling stressed at the moment.
I was feeling very stressed. Yes, listen, I had a bit of a stressful week, and the Eskom obviously didn't make it easier, but your song, and just hearing your voice now, I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Oh, I'm glad. I had so many memories when I listened to that song. I was 15 when I wrote it, and then from the ages of 15 to 17, from the Sweat Band with Wendy Oldfield, the producer and guitarist John Mayer, not John Mayer in the States, to be clear, but he produced it, and I remember when it first came on, I think it was 96 or so, they used to fade the guitar out quickly on KFM. It was a bit too raunchy. Back then. And I remember that when you played the whole thing, I thought, I wonder if you're going to play the guitar. It's such a funny thing. And I also remember I had an English teacher that was very upset that I said, "It don't matter." In the song, because she thought I should have had correct grammar. And I was like, lady, you are really missing the point of my achievements here.
Oh, Louise, that's so funny. Listen, I really can't believe they faded out the guitar. I mean, no ways.
Yeah. I don't see why. Man.
No, it's brilliant, man.
Rock on.
We should rock on. Why would you fade out the guitar? But hopefully when they play it nowadays, they don't fade it out. The world's changed so much. Yeah.
I think they play it now. I think there's a lot worse on radio than a great guitar solo.
Much worse, much worse. And then, you know, one of your songs that's also very dear to me is Home. That's such a nice song.
Oh, yeah.
I like listening to that on road trips.
Yeah, sure. That's also very nostalgic. I was making dance music, which is the other wing of my music career. I've had a lot of success overseas with dance music, and I've worked in London for a large part of my 20s, and I just missed South Africa so much. So that's where that came from.
Wow. Okay, yeah, so that's where that nostalgic. Okay, so you were missing South Africa. Okay, wow.
Home. I had a man as well in South Africa at the time. So it was country, home, culture, cooking, all those things combined.
Oh, shame. Yeah, that's hard when you're overseas, eh? We really
missed it.
And then also, you know, a couple of years ago, you released a song called How You Gonna Do It. Apparently, I don't know if I'm correct, but you wrote that for a stalker.
Yes, you are correct. Stalker and the Crime Channel at 3 a.m. kind of merged and inspired me to write that song because, you know, being on stage for so many years and being a female, and I know other female artists have the same thing, you do attract one or two weirdos.
I'm sure.
It's just part of the game. And I've never taken, well, one was quite serious. I mean, the police got involved and everything, but I never took it seriously, and maybe I should have.
Yeah.
And so that's what that song, and I had an ex-boyfriend as well that didn't want to kind of be an ex-boyfriend. So, and that was fine. I mean, nothing happened there. It was just the merging of like suddenly realizing when I watched this episode, on Crime Channel and about these stalkers that eventually killed the woman that they were stalking.
Yep.
And I suddenly had chills thinking like, I've never taken this seriously. Maybe I need to take this a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
And then I wrote about it and I thought, yeah, I'm so sick and tired of fear. Fear is, it is just so strong in all of us South Africans. Fear, the economy, your finances, everything. And I just felt that like, no, if I was going to be stalked and they finally got me, I would not be afraid. I would turn to them and say, if you're gonna kill me, how are you gonna do it?
Yeah,
I mean,
like
it's a bit
that
macabre. It's dark.
It is,
but it's such an up-tempo groove that
it
you
is
find yourself happily singing along.
How are you gonna do it? Because I know you're gonna do it. I love that song. I'm gonna listen to that again when I'm feeling a bit dark.
Yeah, it's great because it really does list a whole bunch of ways.
Yeah.
of you getting killed. So it is dark, but when I play it live, which I will be doing this weekend, people are, it's the one that really gets people like, okay, we're going to party tonight. And I just said, and I always say, do you know what you've just sang?
Like, yeah.
You're singing about murder. And they're like, oh.
You see, it's amazing how you can turn a situation in your life like that into joy for others. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is a strange twist.
Yeah.
But I love that song. I'm very proud of it because it It's dark, it's interesting, it's not just about a broken heart, it's got more of a story, and yeah, it's a bit daring. So I'm glad. I don't know if you guys play it on radio.
I've played it before.
Your station.
I've played it before, yes, definitely. But I must say, I obviously favour tracks like Home a bit more, and Empty Fantasy, and Warrior, yes. But talking about all these older hits, you're actually going to play some of them during your tour right now. You'll Take My Hand tour.
Yes. Absolutely. I would never do that to not play them. I would never do that to fans.
Yeah.
So the tour is called Take My Hand, which is the new single, which is very upbeat, very fun, very fresh. And it's really about celebrating life after lockdown, which I wrote the song during lockdown. So it was a fantasy of, please, can we just get on out of our loungewear and see our friends?
Yeah.
That's just, I literally only play two of the new songs. One is Swim in the Ocean, which is beautiful, about all you want to do is swim in the ocean after being in lockdown in Joburg. And then the new one, which is Take My Hand. And then the rest are all hits. I actually focus just on the radio hits, which are, I think I've had 16 top 10 hits.
Wow.
So from Impossible Love, Empty Fantasy, Harder Than I Thought, you name it, it's all there. Every single one that you, it don't matter that you just played. I even play that one. So it's really, it's just, we're so tight now. We've been doing so many shows that myself, and then I brought Simpiwe Kula from the brilliant band, The Muffins. He is playing guitar for me and he's on backing vocals, and he is amazing. So we have a really good time on stage.
That's great. And then obviously fans can look forward to your soon-to-be-released 7th studio album. Have we got a date where we can look forward to that, or when can we expect your new album?
It is definitely this year. It is finished. It's very hard at the moment because I've got to listen to the final process that music goes through. It's called mastering. You probably know that, but that's just for people listening. It's a compression so that the sound doesn't bounce all over the place when you're playing it on different devices. So it really does take a lot of listening. And I've been sent the final, what he wants to be the final version. I'm not at home in my home studio. So I just need to listen to it and be still for a moment and then approve it. And then we're good. We're done. We've already chosen the next single, you know. So it's definitely, this year is all about the new album. The music is done.
That's fantastic. Now, in the creative process, Louise, you know, before the song is released, do you sometimes feel that you hold on to it and you feel that you're not ready to release it yet? Because, you know, sometimes we can get all nitpicking and we can get a little, you know, carried away.
That's my life right now, and I just had that conversation with Sims because he listened to the master. Yesterday, we were sitting at my parents' house in Hermanus, and he said, it's brilliant, it's great, I love it. And I thought, and he's the producer of two of the tracks in the album. I mean, it's so rare that you actually get the producer to sit with you.
Yeah.
And I realized I'm hanging on. I just can't let go. It's been so much part of my life. And now I have to just approve it and just say, okay, go, fly free.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Because we get all perfectionist, you know, and we pick up things that, and we say, oh, no, it's not good enough and all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, it is actually good enough, but we kind of hang on to it.
I know.
So we need somebody to push us. Yeah, you get in your head. Definitely. Definitely.
I know. It's a horrible thing to let go and say it's now done, and I'm blaming the tour, or my excuse is the tour, but actually it's me. I just need to like push the green button for go, and I'm just holding back. But it is done.
I know what you mean, exactly what you mean. Louise, how many towns have you visited already during your tour, and how many do you still have to go?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, there's 11 shows in the month of April, and we have done, I don't know now. I think we've done six, so we've got five more to go.
Okay, so this weekend in the Garden Route, so tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd, you are at Mel's Place in Plettenberg Bay. That's a lovely spot.
That's correct. Is it?
It is.
I've never been.
It is. Have you been to Plett?
Yes. Oh, goodness. I grew up in Cape Town, so that was okay. Every school holiday.
Yeah. Stunning.
So Plets, I love. So I'm really looking forward. Sims has never been, Simpiwe. So
oh, he's going to love
it. It's a bit of my parents have just taken him wine tasting now. Ooh. Up the Hielmel and Arda in Hermanus. Okay. And he's never done wine tasting before. So this man is going to be educated after this tour.
Yes. Definitely. And then Sunday, you in Knysna at Blue Bistro. That's also a nice spot.
Okay, cool. Also then, never been.
Yes. And then Tuesday. Tuesday the 26th, next week, PE, the Music Kitchen.
That's yes, I'm dying to play that venue. And then, I was booked to play it and then COVID hit. So I'm really excited. No, catching they know up what now. They're doing.
Okay. Yeah. And then Wednesday the 27th, you're at St. Francis Brewery. That sounds awesome. Okay, so how do we get tickets?
I have been there before.
How do we get tickets, please?
It's very simple. We made it simple. So my website is The Hub, and it is louisecarver.com. So that's LOUISECARVER.com. You don't have to put the www in anymore.
No, the old people still do that.
I have to, it's like, I also was told by somebody younger than me, like, you don't need to do that anymore. I was like, oh. So it's louisecarver.com, and then you just, it takes you straight to the page where all the gigs are, the shows, and you just click on the link, and it'll take you through to Quicket or what have you, and you just buy online. Or if you're nervous to do that or you don't want to do that, you can just phone the venue and book like that. Where, you know, you've got options.
Fantastic. So, yeah. Options are good. It's always nice to have options. Louise, it was so nice to catch up with you and to see you're out there again already and touring again and making new music that will eventually become classic hits, I'm sure, just like Empty Fantasy and Home and Warrior and all those good songs.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. And thanks for the punt. And I hope to see everybody whilst I'm in the Garden Route. It's a special place and we've got such an amazing show.
Fantastic. You must enjoy it, Louise. And guess what I'm going to play now?
What are you going to play?
Take My Hand. Love it. It's such a lack of beat at the beginning of the song. There's this lack of beat and it carries on right through the song. I really like it.
It's a Friday tune.
It is a Friday tune and it is Friday. Yay. Louise, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. It was great talking to you and have a lekker weekend.
Yeah, you too. Chat soon.
Thanks, Abe. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
This is E-Radio.
Time to let my head down. Been inside for so long. Putting on my red dress. Wanna feel reckless. Meeting my girls later. Damn, it's been forever. Wanna dance, wanna drink, I'm alive. I'm in overdrive. Take my hand, take my hand, take my hand. Take it, I'm waiting. Watch me move. Watch me move, watch me move, no hesitating. pared.
TCS Wi-Fi keeps eRadio connected, fast, flexible and reliable. Visit tcswifi.co.za. TCS Wi-Fi, it's internet, only better.